For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Temporary work is the fastest-growing industry in Kentucky. Clerical work may come to mind when you think about temporary agencies, but that's a bit of a misnomer these days. An increasing number of manufacturing positions are filled by temporary agencies. Reporter Becca Schimmel went to an agency to get a closer look.
A marquee advertises the most recent job openings at Quality Personnel. One of those is for an automotive supplier, just what Aaron Reinhardt is looking for. He's seated at one of the 8 desks filling out an application. When he moved from Ohio to Kentucky, he says that he used this agency to find work. Reinhardt says he understands why most factories only hire through temp agencies, but he feels it still hurts the people who want full-time work.
Not much of a choice, really. It's hard to get on anywhere full-time nowadays. Companies don't want to just hire people through the door. So the only way to get on nowadays is go through a temp agency and put your 90 days of work in and basically just hope you get hired on after that.
Jason Bailey is an economist at the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy. He says businesses are moving towards a permanent restructuring and relying more on independent contractors and temporary agencies to fill their open positions. He says this drives wages down and makes it difficult for workers to move up the ladder.
I think a lot of what you're seeing is decisions by corporations in the state to de-skill jobs, essentially, you know, to rely more on low-wage temporary workers and then blame the workers for not having the skills.
Bailey says this hurts businesses and the economy. He believes it's another way for companies to avoid unionization because temporary workers are not legally allowed to unionize or collectively bargain. Bailey says the only real benefit of temporary agencies is that they provide flexibility in short-term situations for employers, but that employers have gone far beyond that and to the detriment of workers. Bailey explains temporary workers are not guaranteed employment for any amount of time, and they are usually paid lower wages than the full-time employees. He says as a result, the burden of taking care of the workers is placed on the taxpayer because more are having to rely on public assistance.
This wholesale shift to use of temp agencies as a way to purely cut cost is harmful for the economy as a whole, and we all have an interest in cracking down on it.
Bailey says that because temporary work grew by 118% from 2009 to 2016, temporary agencies are having to compete with one another. He says oftentimes that competition means workers lose out. Sherry Baldwin has been working at Quality Personnel for 19 years and says it is a very competitive industry. The companies that are looking for workers are her clients, and the type of worker they want varies. Some clients want to try out employees and hire them in 3 months. Others want to keep them for a year or more before making a decision. Baldwin says because clients fluctuate in how busy they are, sometimes it's easier for them not to put workers on their payroll or benefit program when they know they won't be keeping them for long.
They'll just leave them as a temporary employee. That way we can lay off temps and it's easier for the client.
Baldwin says they have the temp to hire program where they hope to have workers become full-time within or after 90 days of work. She says if the temp isn't hired on full-time after that, they will terminate that assignment and look to place the worker somewhere else. Aaron Reinhardt, that hopeful employee who we heard from earlier, says he's put his 90 days in before without missing a day, only to find out he'll have to wait another 30 days or more before finding out if he'll be hired on full-time.
Just a name, temporary, it doesn't have a good sound to it, you know? I mean, it just sounds like you're expendable, you know?
Reinhardt says he doesn't want to get work through temporary agencies. Instead, he wants to walk into the automotive supplier, present his resume, and interview for the job face-to-face. He wants out of what he sees as a vicious cycle of being viewed as just another temporary worker. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.